everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
People who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, it's a great life if you don't weaken, right? That's what I have to say. It certainly is, isn't it? If you don't weaken, that's what we can't do. We can't weaken here in this country. We actually need to fortify ourselves, maybe with some extra vitamins or something like that, so we can be strong enough to fight back this assault on our freedom and liberty, which goes on daily. I mean, it's a minute-by-minute fight, isn't it? It really is. You know, I have another great guest lined up today that I'm going to bring on after the first break, but there's a couple of things I wanted to comment on first, and for those of you who'd like to call into the show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, check out my website. I've got a lot of great information there. There will be a link to this podcast for today's show, as well as a link to my guest's website, which actually is already up there under podcast. Just the podcast itself won't be up until tonight, but there are links up there already to my guest, who is Trevor Loudon, to his website. And there's a lot of other great information there, so please check it out and go to my one of the tabs entitled Dark Future UN Agenda 21, because that's the topic that I typically have guests on who can speak about, is United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. So lots that you need to know about that, because that truly is the plan for your global enslavement. There's no doubt about it. And I've actually had this guest that I have on today. I've had him on my show in the past on the Philly station that I was on, and I had actually mentioned this to him. So I'm going to try to get to encourage Trevor to do a lot more in-depth investigative work on what's going on with UN Agenda 21, because you really need to know about it. You truly do. That is the plan for your global enslavement. And I was actually reading something today, and it said that by 2050, 80% of the world's populations will live in cities. Now, you know, I don't live in a city. I live in a suburb of a city, but I don't live in a city. And I don't want to live in a city, to be honest with you. So I'd like to know where they came up with this 80% of the world's populations will be living in cities. I don't think it's going to be by choice, because I think the people that are living in cities are living in cities now, and the ones that aren't living there because they don't want to. So how are they going to accomplish this feat of having 80% of the world's population living in cities? Well, they're going to accomplish it by driving you off your land. Because, as you know, those of you who know anything about UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the goal is to move half the people in this country off 50% of the land mass. I shouldn't say half the people. Move the people off 50% of the land mass and have that what they call the wild lands, where no human beings will get to set foot. Then around that wild lands, 50% land mass, will be a buffer zone that will consist of 10 to 30% of the land mass. And in there, they will allow only limited human activity. Then the other 20% of the land will be the urban growth boundaries, these cities that they claim 80% of the world's population will live in by 2050. And in these urban growth boundaries, and they call them that, they also call them utility service areas, because what that means is outside that boundary, they won't be providing any utilities. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. Don't you think? I just think this whole plan of packing and stacking us all in these so-called smart growth cities, these urban growth boundaries, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Gee, it's too bad I'm the age I'm at, and you know what? By 2050, I'm sure I won't be here anymore. Oh, but it's going to be so much fun for all of our relatives and our descendants. Won't it be grand for them to live in sardine cans? They're going to appreciate all of our efforts to help with their enslavement, aren't they? Oh, I think so. I think your children and grandchildren will be so appreciative of the fact that you did nothing to stop what's happening, and you just sat back because you were fat and happy sitting on your couch, and you were eating your bonbons, and you were watching a little Family Guy, and you didn't care about the fact that your country was going to hell in a handbasket. That didn't matter to you because you know what? You had yours, so they better get theirs. That's all you thought, right? So you don't need to do anything. It's okay. Do nothing. That's exactly what they're counting on. They're counting on the American people to be just fat and lazy and do absolutely nothing to stop their own enslavement. They want a nation of sheep. Are you sheep or are you men? I ask you, are you sheep, those of you who hear my voice, or are you men? And in, by men, I mean men and women. I'm not into any of that women's lib, bra-burning crap. I don't care about political correctness. So are you men? Are you going to stand up with the spine that God gave you? Or are you going to roll over and allow these global fascist Marxist pigs to destroy your life, your family, and their future? Are you going to fight back, or are you going to just roll over and die? That's my question to you today. And so my guest will be joining me in a couple minutes. Let me tell you who he is. His name is Trevor Loudon. And Trevor's actually from New Zealand, and he's in New Zealand. And I don't know what time it is down there. I know it's already tomorrow down there. So I don't know what time it is, so I hope it's not too late. It might be about midnight or so. So anyway, I appreciate Trevor. TrevorLoudon.com is his website. He has done a ton of research. There is a ton of great information on his website, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N.com. You need to go to his website. You need to check it out. He's got 112 different files on Barack Obama and who his compatriots are and who Barack Obama has been associating with all these years, which is really a very interesting question. But he's got a lot of information on the commies who are out there, you know, commies as in communists, the communists who are out there, and oh, they are out there. There's no doubt about that. And they are working feverishly to take this country away from you and me. Well, listen, on that note, we're going to break. When I come back, I'm bringing Trevor on. So hang in there, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me, there's a contact button on my website. So, hey, shoot an email my way. And if you'd like to sponsor or advertise on this radio show, because I'm all about redistribution of the truth, then get in contact with me and I can hook you up with the people on this radio station who can make this happen. So please get in contact with me. You need to have the truth continue to be out there. Otherwise, hey, nothing good is going to happen. So I want to I'm stumbling over my words today. Hello, Trevor Loudon. Thanks for joining me again today.
Hi, Maggie. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Trevor. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Still getting these earthquakes here, though. We had a beauty yesterday morning. Woke us all up.
Really?
5.3.
Wow, you guys can't get away from those, can you?
Fine.
You can't get away from those earthquakes. So listen, Trevor, let me ask you a question.
We've had 5,000 of them now.
You've had 1,000 of them now? Wow.
5,000.
5,000. Listen, Trevor, give me a little of your background so people know why do you have your blog and why are you concerned with about what happens here in America since you happen to be a New Zealander?
Well, basically, my interest, Maggie, is that I've researched the political left for more than 30 years now, starting with the New Zealand left, but also the international left, and particularly the American left, because my view is very, very simple, is that if the United States sinks economically and politically, you will also lose your military might. You'll lose your military advantage. Now, if that happens, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Cubans, the Venezuelans will have nobody to keep them under control. They will go crazy. And the rest of the world will be fighting, trying to fight these people off, and the whole balance of power will shift. And particularly in the Pacific, the Chinese will take over the Pacific, including my country. So really, I think world freedom depends on American freedom. It's as simple as that.
So you don't buy into the whole mantra, then better red than dead, huh?
I certainly don't. I think, if you want to live in... And I think people have got to confront this reality that if the left really does take over and there's nobody to keep them under control, it will be like North Korea all over the planet. In my opinion,
yeah,
it won't be
right
just
there.
Like France. It'll be heavy, heavy duty.
Let's talk, on your website, Trevor, you've got so much great information. Let's talk a little bit. You have 112 files, I think it is, on Barack Obama. And in those different files, you report on all kinds of his associations. And let's talk a little bit about, you can pick out whoever you want to mention, some of the people that Barack Obama has associated with all of these years, or over the years, I should say, because I think it's very telling that the American people really don't have any clue who their president is, and you certainly have done the research, so pick out some of the more notorious people that he's hung around with or continues to hang around with.
Well, the three I would pick out, well, there's obviously... Well, discounting Frank Marshall Davis, the Communist Party member who mentored Obama as a teenager. But if you look at later in life, the three I would choose would be Alice Palmer, David Axelrod, and Valerie Jarrett. Now, all three of those basically came out of the Chicago Communist Movement. And Alice Palmer was really Obama's first political mentor.
Okay.
And she gave him her job as Illinois State Senator. Really, she groomed him and got him into that position. He betrayed her in the end. She wanted to have another term, and he ran anyway and won. But Alice Palmer was heavily involved with the U.S. Peace Council, which was a Communist Party front. She went to the Soviet Union several times. She covered conferences of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. She had meetings with high-level Soviet officials and East Bloc officials on several occasions. She was a very close friend of Morris Bishop, the Marxist-Leninist ruler of Grenada, who was deposed by Ronald Reagan. She had a thing called the Black Press Institute out of Chicago, which was basically a disinformation. Well, it was basically a disseminator of communist propaganda to the U.S. black community. There's a whole lot of very, very incriminating stuff about her. She was also a vice president of the International Organization of Journalists, which was a bona fide Soviet front. So this was a woman who mentored and got Barack Obama into his first position of power.
Okay.
And then if you look at I could go on further, but if you know, the similar things with Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod. David Axelrod, for instance, was mentored personally by a guy called David Cantor, who was a member of the Communist Party, who was paid by the Soviet embassy in Washington to disseminate black propaganda in the 60s in the United States. He actually had a company called Trans World Publishing, which, you know, disseminated Soviet propaganda right throughout the United States and was paid by the Soviet embassy for doing so. And then you have Valerie Jarrett, who came from a very hard-left family. Her father-in-law was a member of the Communist Party youth group. He worked in Chicago in the 40s with Frank Marshall Davis. So you get these connections going way back. You know, Valerie Jarrett, her father-in-law worked with Frank Marshall Davis. Barack Obama comes to Chicago, where he then meets Valerie Jarrett. Very coincidentally, Valerie befriends the family and ends up becoming a top White House advisor. So everywhere you look in Barack Obama's background, you have Communist Party members and hardcore Marxists working to help his career at every step of the way.
Yeah. See, you know, that's one thing that, of course, the media has been so complicit in not revealing what people know about the background of Barack Obama and all of the people that he's associated with. I mean, this stuff is never on the mainstream media front page of anything, Trevor, and you know that. That's why people resort to, which of course, thank God, there are people out there like you and a few others who are actually trying to get this information out there for people, because it's not on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer or any of the other newspapers. It's not anywhere. In fact, there are very few talk radio hosts who talk about this stuff because everybody wants to just go along to get along. They don't want to rock the boat. They think somehow that that's going to keep them safe, and they're so ignorant of history because being a sheep doesn't keep you safe. It leads you to slaughter.
Exactly. You know, you can... We need to confront this stuff, just like, you know, if you lived in France in 1939, it didn't do you much good if you ignored the Nazis, did it?
No.
You know,
no.
They still came, and they still worked your country over. And they're still coming for America, and they're in positions of power, and they're winning. So you can either confront them now when you have a chance of beating them, or you confront them later when you have no chance at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think Winston Churchill said something to that effect, didn't he? You know, it's easier to fight
when you've got a shot
at winning than it is to fight when your only other option is death because you don't have any shot at winning, but it's better than being a slave, so...
Exactly.
So, Trevor, let's talk about some of Obama's union connections, because a lot of these people have major access to Obama, and he's in bed with them, and they're in bed with him. And I think most of these union members who are just being blindly led to slaughter don't realize that their leaders don't have their best interests at heart. But let's talk about some of the people that Obama's been involved with who are union leaders.
Well, I think the point that has to be made here is that up until the mid-90s, from the late 40s to the mid-90s, the U.S. labor movement was mainly led by anti-communists and legitimate trade unionists. But in 1995, when John Sweeney took over the AFL-CIO, he ushered in a whole new era. Now, Sweeney is a member of a thing called Democratic Socialists of America, which is America's largest Marxist organization. And he removed the ban on communists holding office in the U.S. union movement, which meant they flooded back in. And so the union movement, SEIU, AFSCME, or however you pronounce it, the AFL-CIO itself, all the major unions now are controlled by Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party members, or Marxists of other stripes. So the union members who grew up in the 50s and 60s and 70s didn't realize it, but their unions are now controlled by Marxists and socialists. So they're still thinking in the old era, and they're actually being led and manipulated by people who are really anti-American, very much militant socialists. And if you look at a guy like Rich Trumka, you know, he is a used to hang around with Communist Party fronts, Socialist Workers Party fronts. Now he's very, very much in bed with Democratic Socialists of America. He has access to the White House on tap, talks to the President on a regular basis. And basically, how it works is this. The unions are the transmission belt of socialism. So the communists and socialists take over the unions, and then they use the unions to infiltrate their policies and their desired outcomes into the Democratic Party. So the unions are the transmission belt of socialism into the Democratic Party, and that's how it works. So if you want to know what the Democrats are going to do tomorrow, you read about what the communists are thinking today, which will then go into the union movement, which will then go into the Democrat Party. And that's basically the steps.
Well, I can tell you right now, Trevor, that there aren't very many people who have put it together yet that the unions have been taken over by communists in this country. In fact, I don't even think a lot of the people in this country even understand what communism is. And when you see these young people at these different rallies, May Day rallies and all that kind of stuff, who are marching and thinking, oh, well, communism is a wonderful thing. Well, I know that they've been dumbed down by our educational system in this country, so they don't know what communism really means, and they don't know how many millions of people were murdered in the last century by proponents of communism and other like ideologies. It's a sad state of affairs that we're in here, Trevor. I don't know. I really don't know if there's enough people waking up here in this country to be able to stop this descent into communism, because that's exactly where we're headed. This is not really, it might be called a representative republic on paper, but nobody pays any attention to that anymore.
Yeah, well, the Constitution is being chipped away at daily, isn't it? And it is coming to the crunch. What's really happened is the generation that was active in the 1960s, you know, the people who were radicalized in the Vietnam War era and the battles in Central America in the 70s, they are now in their 50s and 60s. Those revolutionaries, they failed then, but they've spent all their time since then infiltrating academia, infiltrating the media, infiltrating the Democratic Party, infiltrating the labor unions. And so that left-wing power base has, while Americans have remained largely conservative, that left-wing power base has basically taken over huge number, you know, some of the most influential you know, power bases in the United States. So they're calling the shots. Well, the American people don't really understand what's going on, far too many of them. And you see these people marching in union rallies, waving American flags and thinking they're patriots. But they might as well be waving the red flag, because that's who they're marching for.
Yes.
But they just unfortunately do not understand that. But, you know, the Tea Party movement's made great strides. And
Trevor, hold that thought, because we've got to go to break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Great information on that website, please go there. And a link to my guest Trevor Loudon's website, which is trevorloudon.com, is up on my website, actually under the podcast tab, and the podcast of this radio show will be up on the website by tonight. And you really need to check out Trevor's website. It has a lot of information on there. In the Obama files, as I mentioned earlier in the show, he's got about 112 files of information about Barack Obama, which I'm sure most of you don't have any idea about that. Trevor, let me ask you a question, because I'm always curious about people's positions on how radical Islam fits into what's going on here in this country. How do you think that plays into this movement, this push towards communism here in this country, if at all?
Well, I have a bit of a controversial view on that. I think that just as the left has infiltrated the Christian churches in the United States for 60 years at least, I think people need to realize that the Soviets and the Chinese have been infiltrating other religions around the world for a very long time as well. And the Russians have been infiltrating Islam since the 1920s. So if you look at someone like the probably now number one of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, now he was trained by the KGB in the 90s. And you'll find all over the world, you'll find the far left working hand in glove with radical Islam, creating chaos wherever they can. Islam is a front for them. Now, that obviously there are millions of genuine Muslims in the world, but the radical elements of Islam are almost always dominated or controlled to some degree by the hard left. And if you look at the United States, you'll find the people who are working to enable Islam, you know, the ACLU types and the radical lawyers, etc., are all of the hard left. So I don't view radical Islam as a separate force so much. I regard it as a branch, really, of the hard left. It's a front for the Russians and the Chinese, in my opinion.
Okay. You know, I'm always curious about that because I really have tried to figure out where Islam fits into the big picture of this global move towards communism and a one world government, which I believe is what we're seeing take place in front of us. And I'm just always curious about people's perception of how Islam fits into the big scheme of things. You know, one of the things, who was it? Nikita Khrushchev said, like in 1954 or 56, that he would bury us, this country, from within. He would take this country over from within. And yet, so many people think because of the fall of the Berlin Wall and blah, 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 that somehow, communism died and it no longer exists and doesn't pose a threat to anybody in the so-called free world. And obviously, that's not the case at all.
Well, if you look around the world now, you know, so communism is so-called died. Well, the Chinese Communist Party has something like 70 million members. If you look at Latin America, virtually every country in Latin America now is controlled by communists, with the exception of Peru, which is on the verge of falling, Colombia and Chile. The whole of the Latin, including Brazil, is controlled by communists. If you look at Russia, it's basically still controlled by the KGB. They are still working very closely with the Chinese. If you look at the Iranians, they don't do anything that the Russians don't tell them to do. You know, communism, there are more Communist Party members in the world than there ever have been, and it's been making a big upsurge in Western Europe and the United States in the last few years. You know, these just because, you know, put it this way, I'm not trying to insult Catholics here, but if the Vatican collapsed tomorrow, people wouldn't stop being Catholics, would they?
No.
You know, that's reality, you know, because one head of the organization collapses, the ideas do not die. And in fact, because the opposition has really gone to sleep since the so-called collapse of communism in the 1990s, they've actually been able to make more headway than ever before.
Yeah, well, they're doing a very good job of it too. They really are. You know, let's talk a little bit. I was reading something about, and you, I'm sure I saw this on your website, that Kansas City professor who was talking about how Judy Ansel, who was talking about how the building trade unions have infiltrated non-union businesses to put them out of business. You know, it really doesn't make much sense when you think about, if you don't have very many businesses out there, there's not going to be a lot of employment. So putting businesses out of business doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't quite get where they think they're going to end up here.
They hate the idea of private business. They think that if they can destroy private business, people will have to work for the state, which they will. And so they will destroy any private business or businesses that don't comply, you know, if they're a green business and they employ labor unions and they donate to the Democratic Party, they will last longer. They will be given a bit more rope. But if you're a conservative business who supports conservative candidates and doesn't like unions and just wants to make money and employ people, you will be targeted. And so ultimately, communism is about everybody working for a centralized authority, and that is usually the state, but they will tolerate businesses as long as they do what they're told to a certain degree. But ultimately, this is all about control. This has nothing to do with prosperity or liberty or anything. This is about how do you destroy people's independence so they are dependent on centralized authorities. And private business is one of the main impediments to socialism. So it is always targeted.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Trevor, because, you know, just the whole idea of communism and how it has failed so graphically, historically, and why these people continue to delude themselves into thinking, well, if they're the ones in control, it'll be a different outcome this time. Their egos are amazingly large, really, for them to have this idea that somehow they're the new bright agents in the game, so because they're smarter than the other guy and they'll do it better this time than it was done in the past, somehow it's going to have a different outcome.
Yeah, well, that's how they think, you know, that. And they also think that the Russian communism collapsed because America sabotaged it, and so therefore you've got to get rid of American power because so that America cannot sabotage the next communism. But this is an old, it's really, really old philosophy. It's you know, it goes right way back, isn't it? That there are certain people who have always had egos, thinking that they knew best, they could control others. And communism just gave them a framework to work within, but that philosophy and that world outlook has always been with us, and it always will be. It's just that Marxism, Leninism gave them a
hold that thought, Trevor, because we've got to go to break. Hang on, everybody. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Hey, everybody. everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I'm always looking for sponsors and advertisers, so if you'd like to advertise on this show, please get in contact with me, and I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. I am talking this morning with Trevor Loudon, and he hails from New Zealand, and his website is trevorloudon.com, and a link to his website is up on my website under the tab podcast, so you can go to trevorloudon.com, and a podcast of the show will be up on my show or on my website tonight. Trevor, before we went to break, you're talking about communism and that, and I'm sure you could hear me in the beginning. I was rambling on about sustainable development, United Nations Agenda 21, where they're using this whole green sky is falling mantra of global warming to push us towards this one world government. And I know that you've got a tab entitled environmentalism on your website, and one of the articles was ecofascism. How much have you gotten into United Nations Agenda 21 sustainable development, Trevor? Have you looked into the aspects of that in terms of this whole communist agenda?
Yeah, well, I have. I'm not an authority on it, but Agenda 21 has been around in New Zealand since the 1980s, and it was basically formulated from Soviet urban planning. You know, it came from Russia originally, and you're quite right in everything you say. It's about dividing up the resources of the world, putting most of the people into urban areas, limited high-density urban areas, turning half the planet into wilderness, and allowing a sprinkling of people to work in agriculture, just enough to keep us going, and control us, because, you know, people can be controlled far more easily in cities and in high-density urban areas than they can if they're spread out across the countryside living independently. So, again, it's basically a people control mechanism.
You know, I've had people who are a lady who's a farmer and very knowledgeable about the so-called food safety modernization bill that they crammed through a couple months ago. And I've had all kinds of different people on my show, Trevor, who were talking about different aspects of sustainable development. But everything really goes back to power and control over the individual and denying an individual their right to be an individual. We're now the collective.
Exactly, and the whole Agenda 21 thing, that's what it's about. It's if you can cram people into cities and you can control their food supply, what are they going to do? You know, they can't grow their own vegetables, they can't get their own seeds, they haven't got their own land to live off. They are dependent on the food supply that you allow into their cities. And if you look at the food regulations, etc., it's all about control. It's all about ticking boxes and regulating and controlling. It's nothing to do with safety at all.
No. No, it isn't. You know, Trevor, you've been at this a long time. What do you think? Do you feel that more people are waking up? Do you feel optimistic, I guess, would be the word to use? Do you feel optimism, or how do you feel about everything that you see taking place all around the world, since you're a researcher and you've been looking at this stuff for a very long time?
Well, I'm certainly not blind to what we're facing, but I will say that there are more people who are aware of this by far than I've ever remembered before. You know, like there are millions of people out there now who are aware of aspects of these problems. And if you look at, you know, the Tea Party movement of the United States, that was the most positive development I've seen in my lifetime in political terms. And that gives hope, you know. If if you know, and you have little victories like this, counties in Maryland that overturn Agenda 21 and this kind of thing, there is certainly a groundswell. So it's, in my opinion, it's a race against time. There's an awakening that wants to return people to their constitutional roots and believes in freedom, and there's a big movement with all sorts of arms that is working to enslave us. It's a matter of who wins, and, you know, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm a lot more optimistic now than I was, say, 3 or 4 years ago, that's for sure.
Well, that's a positive note. I mean, that makes me feel a little bit better. I can tell you for myself, Trevor, you know, sometimes I feel hopeful, and I think that, you know, we're going to be the victors in this battle, and then other times I think that it's just so overwhelming that, you know, you just want to crawl and put your head under the covers and say, oh, to hell with it all, but, you know, that... you know, it's kind of a battle between feeling hopeful and feeling hopeless. But, you know, I'm glad to hear that you think that, you know, you've seen more positive stuff in the last 3 or 4 years. I'm just hoping that we can get more people awake to what the root of all of this is, Trevor, because I think that people need to recognize what the root is that is behind all of this stuff before they're going to be able to fight it.
Ultimately, it's a spiritual battle, isn't it? It's a battle between good and evil. But if you look at, say, the United States in the 1770s, a few people there decided that they could make a better republic, they could advance humanity, and they had a good philosophical background, and they took on the British Empire. You know, a bunch of farmers and shopkeepers took on the mightiest empire on the planet, and they won. You know, so if that can happen 200 years ago, why can't we beat what's going on now? You know, we can do it. It's whether we choose to do so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you know, the one difference that I think is significant, I don't know if it's insurmountable, but I think that the fact that we have so much technology out there that can monitor every single thing that we do, I think that doesn't work to our advantage, that's for sure. I think that that's kind
of... Well, that's a huge danger, isn't it? Because, and if you look at the old days, you know, people came to America because they didn't like what was happening in Europe. You know, there was somewhere to go to.
Hold on, Trevor, hold that thought. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be right back.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest this morning is Trevor Loudon. His website is trevorloudon.com. Tons of information there. You'd need to go and check it out. 112 files alone on Barack Obama. Certainly worth taking a look at those. Trevor, when we went to break, you were talking about people in Europe had some place to go to, and here we are today in 2011.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is, and you're quite right, with the technology now, there is really nowhere to hide. But, you know, we also have the technology of the internet and, you know, the communications that we just didn't have once. Like, I can post my Obama files now and anybody in America can read them. We didn't have that once. So we've got advantages and the bad guys have got advantages, and it's a matter of using our tools intelligently. To make sure those negative things never happen, because you're quite right. You know, if America falls, where do you go? You go to Canada or New Zealand, and you'll get yourself another 6 months. But that's all you'll get yourself.
Yeah. There is no escaping it now. Once you realize that there is no escape anymore, you need to either fight or you're just going to roll over and die. Because there is no in-between on this. Trevor, we've only got a couple more minutes. Is there some final thought that you have, any words of wisdom you'd like to impart on the people who are listening to this show today, something you could suggest? Buy your guns, granny, and head for the hills.
No, I think fight. Get down and dirty and get into, I think, the Republican Party needs to be dealt with. The rhinos need to be kicked out. People need to get involved in their primaries. You've really got, I think, one chance to turn the country around. That's the 2012 elections. And if that doesn't happen, I think just rearrange the deck chairs and turn on the TV and enjoy the last few days. But last few years, I should say. But no, I think there's a lot of good positive things happening, but people just need to get involved. The rest of the world is really, really, I've got to say, depending on how America goes right now. So I don't want to lay all the responsibility on you guys, but the front line of the battle for freedom is now going to be fought in the primaries and the elections over the next year or two. And people really need to get involved in those as much as they can, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what I've said, Trevor, that people need to become the candidates themselves. They want a good candidate, then they need to become the candidate. Trevor,
exactly.
Thanks so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. TrevorLoudon.com is your website. Trevor Loudon was my guest this morning. Trevor, what time is it there?
3:56 a.m.
Oh, well, I knew it was late. Thanks so much for getting up so early or staying up so late to come on my show today, Trevor. I do appreciate it so much. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, and I love talking to American patriots. You know, this country
well,
owes
I like
a lot
patriots
to you guys,
no matter where they hail from, Trevor. So thanks again for coming on The Unsolicited Opinion. I appreciate it.
But no, you're most welcome, and love talking to you, Maggie.
Thanks, Trevor. Well, everybody, okay. TrevorLoudon.com is his website. A podcast of my show will be up on my website, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com, tonight. And a link to Trevor's website is up on there now. You need to go there. He has got a ton of information. A ton of research has been done, and the information is out there. You need to get it. You need to understand. You need to get into this fight. We can't roll over and die. As frustrating as it is, we can't roll over and die. We're Americans. We got to get in the fight. Hey, everybody. Better days are coming. We've got people like Trevor Loudon out there, New Zealander fighting for us. I'll be back tomorrow. Keep your chin up. 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The Unsolicited Opinion. Take care.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere fly beyond the